Okay. My nephew got us into this. I listened to case after case. The elderly man caught on camera, tracing in and out of the skating rink locker room. Stolen change in his Pontiac glove compartment. The middle-aged accountant in a parked car on Willowbrook, masturbating when a woman with two children walks by. Sitting in Judge Bloxage's court, I squeeze my cold hands, hug my purse to my chest. On the metal desk beside me, a sign in plain black letters reads, "No newspapers or cell phones permitted." Bloxage says, "My court starts at 9. Let it happen again, you'll be in contempt," to the defense attorney. And to the DA, "I question your competence. Because my nephew called the courthouse and threatened a clerk, my sister's out of $5,000 and I'm out of 3 days' work. Handcuffed to the front of a leather belt wrapped around his waist, wooden cane out front, a defendant shuffles to the bench. Deputy behind him holding a loop at his back. Bloxage comes down from the top seat. Ask counsel to raise the defendant's pant leg. He needs to see what flesh the police dog left behind the knee and the calf. The prosecution argues a photo will prejudice the jury. Stealing. Sometimes I steal things I don't need. Clippings of house plants from a windowsill captured in styrofoam cups of water. They never sprouted. The prettiest thing I ever stole, a silk scarf, afternoon in its image. The petite embroidered figure, totemic, stands on a footbridge over a stream, holds a parasol. Better the delicious peach crepe cover my breast than gather dust in a drawer. Julia can't wear it anymore. On my 40th birthday, she gave me a print. Nibbles of sun bounce in the snow. Women in hats and long skirts skate hand in hand on a pond. Richard, 1975. Among the unruly mash on the battered coffee table, loose nickels and pennies, the button from a secondhand London fog trench, a memo pad stamped with an image of Shakespeare, a carnelian ribbon runs down the page of the old New Yorker Book of Days I can't discard. It marks a Mark Twain caricature. The date, 140 years ago, Samuel, 2 fathoms deep, Clemens was born. Melissa Manchester sings from the phonograph in the wood grain cabinet. It's not so bad all alone coming home to myself again. Draped in bourbon pashmina, she reigns from the album cover, afloat in the sangria shag carpet. A gift from Richard, a college friend. He still gives plasma every 28 days. You didn't get away. Like a jay, you come too close to the window. I almost duck from the kitchen sink where my fingers probe the cavity of the turkey that won't thaw. Wish I could scratch my legs. Later, I capture you in lines with a number 2. And like kitchen table chit-chat, I tell the therapist, Michael and I gave up, ate takeout on Thanksgiving. My journal smells of basil. Jesus. capitalist poem number one, after Campbell McGrath. At the Washington Pike Wendy's, the line serpentines across a scuffed floor. My turn at the counter, I see backlit signs list value meals. The assembly line cook flips squares of meat, slices of cheese. Strands of the counterwoman's tied back hair skim her hollowed cheeks. I order a single with everything and fries, skip the condiments set up run over with ketchup. Last June at a boardwalk table, Ocean City, food wrappers and cigarette butts swept the ground around our sandaled feet as we had coffee with an Italian au pair. She said, "It's so bad. They never cook," about her host family. "The American food is so bad, I can't eat." Two more poems. Detroit. Bottles and cans dot grass and patches of dirt. Fields reclaim lots that held houses and fenced yards. Sunflowers rise startled as an out-of-towner who took a wrong turn. A laid-off firefighter farms zucchini and tomatoes from a vacant stretch. Volunteers raise windowless shells, taking shelters from squatters, homeless and addicted. Still, panels of suits preach a tight money gospel on TV. Gone are the teachers and police. Now come for the pensions of retirees. And the last poem, Why Angela Left. Why Angela left and where she went puzzled the poster holding, button wearing Free Angela supporters. The union membering white and black activists, lower middle classes, wondered more than the card-carrying Reds why Angela left, who had it all, the PhD, philosophies, Marx, Hegel, Marcuse. George Jackson wrote in prison diaries he wanted to tongue the space between her teeth. The people went to the streets for Angela, a.k.a. Tamu, my father said. Then she left us for lectures in USSR. Thank you. Okay. And next, allow me to present Daniela Buccilli.